There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you all having a wonderful week, whatever you're up to. And I hope you have all seen my announcement on Instagram so far of Little Luna, who has joined me. So this is why I've been taking some time off. And this podcast is probably going to be a little bit shorter because I have a beautiful little 9-week-old pup who is keeping me very, very busy at the moment. So you can follow Luna on Instagram. You can find some pictures on my Instagram as well at I am Emma Mumford. But thank you all so much for your lovely comments, your lovely messages. It means the world to me and I'm so excited that you are as excited as I am for her arrival as well. And I have done a full manifestation video as well of how I manifested her, because she definitely was a big manifestation and 6 years in the making. And it was a very interesting story how she all of a sudden, out of nowhere, decided to come into the world, decided to come to me. So yes, go and watch that video on YouTube because it's very interesting and it's amazing and so rewarding to finally have her here, as well as exhausting. I'm sure anybody who's had a puppy can agree with me here. Like, I've had one before 8 years ago, but this is so different, especially when you're doing it by yourself, because you're like, oh my God, it's like having a toddler, it's like having a baby, but so rewarding. And I'm loving all of our cuddles and all of the goodness that she is bringing into my life as well. So today, moving away from puppies, not going to do a podcast on puppies, I'm afraid, although I think we would all love that. Just do a slideshow of everyone's puppies. I'm here for it. So today I wanted to speak about the real secret here, the real secret. And what spurred me on to talk about this was I was at my first publisher, That Guy's House, first international event at the weekend, and it was with Michael Beckworth. And Michael is coming on the podcast soon, yes. So I'm very excited to continue this conversation with him. And what he was saying in his sermon is about the real secret. And he spoke about the law of attraction and how everybody discovers the secret. And they're like, yeah, the secret, Rhonda Byrne, whoop whoop. And then they kind of hit this, I guess, like wall, and they're like, I don't get it. It's not as simple as what Rhonda said. It's not as simple as what the secret says. Like, what is the secret? And I'm going to say for what Michael Beckworth said for his own podcast, because that's his own teachings and his own version. And I want you to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. He is incredible what he said about this. But what I want to talk to you about is actually what I feel the real secret is as well, because I found myself agreeing with Michael so much, being like, yes, yes, yes. And it made me think, like, what is the real secret? If I was to put it into a nutshell, into a nugget of information, what is the real secret here? And simply put, I believe the real secret here. Now, I don't think I can give like a one sentence. Maybe I can summarize it at the end. I feel like right now I can't summarize it into one sentence. But I have a few things it's mainly tying into one, but a few things I feel the real secret is. So in The Secret, we're taught that it's ask, believe, receive. Ask for your desires, believe you can receive them, and receive them. Now, for anybody listening who has successfully manifested, or, you know, follows my work or whatever, or you've even seen my manifestation success stories, it's not that simple. And I found this so early on in my journey of, what's the problem? What am I missing here? And through my own studying, my own research, through writing my first book, Spiritual Queen, as well, I realized that actually I believe there are 5 steps. So really, that's the first nugget of, there's not just 3 steps. Ask, believe, trust, let go, receive. Now, I have a YouTube video on my YouTube channel with those 5 steps, and I've done a podcast, I believe, as well on here about the 5 steps. So please go and listen to those for obviously so much more in-depth information about each step, of course. So I feel like when we can understand those 5 steps, we really start to understand the real process of energy. And again, I think a lot of people believe that the universe is like this bloke sat on a cloud still, and it's like, no, it's actually, you know, and that's not to say that if somebody believes that, that's not true. But when we look at the real essence of law of attraction, it's energy. So I'm not saying that anybody who believes in God is wrong, because, you know, it's entirely, you know, the beautiful thing about spirituality is you can, you know, believe whatever feels true to you. So always honor that. But it's also remembering the law of attraction is energy, and the universe is energy, and it's responding to vibration and energy. So when we question why something's not manifesting, or why, you know, why something's not happening, we look at the alignment, we look at the energy, and it's looking at, okay, what is blocking you? I was going to say, what is cock blocking you? I keep saying that on this podcast, and I can't keep saying that. What is energetically blocking you? What is standing in your way of receiving that desire? What is standing in between you and your desire? And then it's looking at that 5-step process of, are there any limiting beliefs or fears there? Is there resistance? Are you too attached? Are you not surrendering and letting go and moving into that 4th step? So really, I always say, like, start with those 5 steps, because you can then track yourself accurately when you really know what the 5 steps mean. Because even believe is not just as simple as, you know, like, oh, hey, you know, just believe that you're worthy and deserving of this. Because most of you probably are like, actually, Emma, I freaking do believe that. And it's actually like, do you believe the universe can serve it? Do you believe you're worthy? And then looking at your limiting beliefs and fears, and that's also your belief stage. And also another conversation I had, which I forgot to mention at the beginning of this podcast, which spurred this podcast on, was I've been seeing on Instagram recently a lot of people sharing this meme about the law of attraction is like Alexa or Siri, just ask for what you want. And I posted a quote which I created and a conversation on this, and quite a lot of you agreed with this, because I said, like, I get it, it's a joke, it's a meme, but it's actually really damaging, and it's creating more illusion. Because, you know, when we ask Siri or Amazon Alexa anything, like, let's be fucking real, like, she doesn't even respond to me half the time. She's like, I could not find that song, I don't know what you mean, I'm not able to do this. So do you know what I mean? Like, if we're, I'm sure everybody argues with their Alexa too, right? And I have one, so this is not me bashing them. I have one and I love mine, but believe me, she is a force to be reckoned with sometimes. Like, she defies me, she tests my boundaries sometimes, Alexa. It's like having a girlfriend here who's like, you're not listening to those songs, Emma. You're not going to receive what you want from Amazon. I'm going to say no. So yes, she is great. She provides information. But I do not believe we should see Alexa as a universe or Siri, because let's be real, they don't understand what we're saying half the time. And if we actually look at the construct behind Alexa, it's creating this whole, you know, this whole world of consumerism where we're so used to everything next day delivery, same day delivery now with some places. I'm not blessed in the countryside to have that, but in London, same day delivery. You know, Amazon profits off people's impatientness. And obviously, like, small businesses, high streets, small online retailers do suffer at the hands of Amazon because they're, you know, undercut in terms of discounts, things like that. So if we're really going to say that that's the universe, it just doesn't sit right with me, I'm sorry. And I know it's a meme, I know that everyone thinks it's just harmless, but actually, I would rather give it to you straight and say, I can't say I sit well with that, because I would rather you guys manifest. I would rather you guys get your dreams and achieve what you want to achieve than sit there waiting for an Amazon delivery that's never gonna come. Like, let's think about it. If you order off Amazon, you place your order, you put your money in, boom, it's gonna turn up. And if you are pretending that the universe is Alexa, it's not going to turn up because you're missing vital steps. It is not as easy as ordering off a global website, a global business that profits in this way. And I think even just saying, you know, I have nothing against Amazon. Again, I order off Amazon all the time. But I think a lot of people feel the same in terms of how Amazon maybe operate as not the most legitimate, shall we say. And again, it's looking at that of like, why are we comparing the universe to Amazon? Like, come on, I'm sure there's much better companies out there we could, you know, compare it to. And it's actually funny, one of you guys commented on my post saying, actually, it's more like Etsy. You place your order and you hope it's going to arrive by an estimated delivery, but it takes its time. The seller does what they want to do and you just, it gets there when it gets there. And I agreed with that one so much more because it's true. On Etsy, things are handmade. On Etsy, you're supporting small businesses. On Etsy, you know, I've had it before, like this is not a representation of my shop. I have an amazing team who get your orders out in 1 to 2 working days and they are the best. So thank you guys. But I've, you know, purchased things like handmade items where they're like, yep, yeah, estimated 1 to 2 shipping days and then 3 to 5 working days and you don't get it for 3 weeks. And you just have to surrender. And especially at Christmas with the postage crisis, you know, in lockdown, it will get there when it gets there. Like, we're doing everything we can, but divine timing. So when you really look at that, you can see how the universe works a little bit more of your co-creating. Amazon's very faceless. That's why I don't like this. With Etsy, and again, I'm not saying we have to see the universe as Etsy. I'm just giving this, should we say, quote unquote, practical way to look at this of, when you place your order with Etsy, there is somebody behind that screen, a seller, you know, an independent business, just an everyday person like you and I who are creating items and selling them on this marketplace. They are creating that item with love for you. They're going to ship that item out as soon as they can. But, you know, things happen. Delays happen. Maybe they have to redo it. Maybe something's come up in their life and they, you know, they're going to get to it later on that day. They ship it when it's ready. They ship it in divine timing. And then it hands over to Royal Mail or USPS, wherever you are in the world. And again, that's a real big trust process because as much as they would like to say they deliver on time, we know they don't always. So again, it's trusting in that divine timing of that parcel will arrive at your door when it's meant to. So I would much rather that analogy than saying that Amazon or Alexa or Siri is the universe, because that's absurd. And let's be real, they still don't understand what we say half the time. So that's really not how we should be looking at this, because clarity is important. Of as clear as we are to our home devices, they still don't hear us sometimes. So I really want to just bust that out and say, please don't treat Amazon or Alexa or Siri like the universe. It is not. It is so much more complex. And that's not me saying, oh, it's hard, you know, it's not that simple, because again, we don't like to use those terms and it's not great. I don't like those terms. But I'm saying that there is an easier way to look at this when you know the way to do it. And it's not that simple. It's not just go on Amazon, type in blah, 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 purchase, pay, oh, jobs are good and it's going to turn up tomorrow. There is other aspects to this. And this is why people come to me all of the time, whether it's in my free content, coaching, or even in the membership. And they're like, I've tried everything. I don't get it. And then they watch, you know, I teach them and I coach them or whatever. They watch my content and they're like, oh, this
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
She makes a lot of sense. And this is why I'm passionate about putting this information out there, because it's so important that we know this real secret. And the real secret is that actually, and again, I'm going to get onto this in a second, but the real secret is that I'm going to roll with this. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting to this point. I'm going to go to it. The real secret is it's not just about getting. And this is why I didn't sit well with that meme as well, because with Amazon, it's very much like it profits off people's impatientness. And it's like, I want things now. I'm going to order in this. Instead of supporting a small business, I'm going to go order it from Amazon for convenience, for discount, and for next day delivery. So you look at that psychology there, right? But actually, that's all about getting. What are you giving back? If you purchased off Etsy, again, this is no advertisements for either company. This is just me using these companies as analogies purely. You can use any company that aligns to the same morals as Etsy here. But if you order off Etsy, you're giving back to a small seller. You're giving back to somebody who's just like you and I, who has a family, maybe a roof to put over their heads, food to put on their table, and they're living their passion by creating these beautiful products that they want to, you know, put out into the world, their purpose. So you can see that my point here is, how are your desires impacting the collective as well? How can you manifesting your desires help the collective? And I think that's the real secret here of co-creation. Isn't just you working with the universe. It's actually, how are your desires going to impact positively on the collective? So for instance, when I wanted to manifest my book deal, I knew that yes, it's always been my purpose and my dream to write a book, but for that book to sit in all of you guys' hands is going to help you, and has helped you amazingly, to manifest your dreams. That book is not for me. I get pennies from that book, but I'm so grateful that it is out there in the world, because it allows more of my work to be found, and it also allows me, of course, to earn an income, but also it allows you guys to have accessible information for what, £9? Accessible 33-day guide, which gives you those shifts, which gives you that information. And who doesn't love reading, right? So it gives you entertainment as well. So it's looking at how your desires can impact. So for instance, I'll give Luna as an example. Manifesting Luna, of course, would bring more love into my life. It would bring me that little buddy, my best mate, my companion. But also by, you know, Luna coming into my life, it enables me to show up more on these platforms because I'm feeling more fulfilled in my personal life and have my own little family and my own little, you know, like my life, to be able to show up to my purpose even more powerfully. And, you know, having that companion and having that best little bud fills my cup as well, to be able to fill other people's cups. And, you know, if we looked at money, for instance, if you wanted to manifest money, say for instance you wanted to go on holiday, okay, so how can you going on holiday positively impact the collective? Well, that money you're gonna, you know, especially after the last year, could be going to help hotels and, you know, whatever, the travel places, to get back on their feet, to have that financial stability again. So don't just think about what you get out of this. Think about what the collective can also positively benefit from your desires. Because, and a lot of people talk about this, I've heard Deepak Chopra talk about this, Michael Beckwith spoke about this as well, and I'm definitely someone who is like, yes, preach this, of when you can come from a place of manifestation where you focus on, not, you don't have to focus on it solely, but focus primarily on how your manifestations can positively impact the collective, you will be a manifestation magnet, because you're taking yourself out of that kind of first person perspective of I get this out of it, and putting yourself into, how can I co-create this? How does it, yes, fill my cup, but how does it fill other people's cup? And also, how can I co-create that with the universe? So think again about, yes, the five steps, get clear on the process, how it actually works and learning that, but also how your manifestation can positively impact the collective and positively serve the world as well, because that's why we're all here. We're not all just here to just live a meaningless life and just manifest loads of stuff and yay. No, we've got a collective purpose as well. That's what your purpose is. You know, just like that person on Etsy creating that store, which you're going to be purchasing from, we're using as our analogy here. That person has probably manifested your sale because they know that their items are going to serve you and help you, but it also helps them to feed their family, or also helps them to live the life that they want to lead. So can you see here that all these manifestations, they're all interlinking into how it serves you, how it serves others, and how it serves the collective? So that is a big secret that I wish more people spoke about, of when you can take yourself out of that first person receiving of like, and yeah, we do need to focus on receiving and feel worthy of receiving, but also, how is that going to impact the collective positively? How are my desires going to positively impact the people around me? Like Luna, she's brought so much joy to my family, to my parents, to my friends, to my loved ones, everybody. She brings joy to everybody because she's just the cutest little pup. So, and she's bringing joy to you guys online as well. So do you see what I mean? By me manifesting Luna, it brings happiness and joy to people who play with her and see her, but also it gives her the life that she deserves and wants with lots of love. And also it allows me to show up better as well because I have that love in my life. Manifestation is not just that simple, you know? It's looking at this and saying, it's all energy. It's all energy and it's all contributing together. So finally, the last part of the secret. So I feel like I've given you three secrets here. We've got the five steps. We've got the how does your manifestation serve the collective as well. And finally, divine timing. And I think this is the one that I definitely have struggled to grasp the most. And I think people as well are like, oh my God, like, how do I trust in divine timing? What is divine timing? Why divine timing? And trust the timing of your life. Because believe me, you could do all the work in the land, all the inner work. You could do all the manifesting, all the visualization, all the affirmations, all the everything. And you could still be sat there like, Emma, what the feck is happening here? And it's not that you're doing anything wrong. Yes, I do still believe that alignment is everything. And even if you feel in alignment right here, right now, and it's still not showing up, that doesn't mean you're not in alignment. It just means that you're following that natural rhythm of your life, the natural cycle. And naturally, at the time it's meant to click, it will. And I look at the timing of my life and a lot of things that have happened. And at the time I've been like, why hasn't this happened? Like, I swear I've been in alignment. And when it does, I'm like, whoa, I get it. I get why that couldn't happen at that time. I get why I needed to maybe learn some other stuff. I get why I needed to actually go down maybe a little bit of a different journey, a little bit of a scenic route I didn't expect to go down. And you will look back, and the problem is hindsight is a beautiful thing, and it's very ironic because you're only going to have it in hindsight. You wish you could have it now, but we know that, you know, looking back is always the most powerless because we have that perspective and we have that alignment and we have that awareness of why things had to happen that way. Whereas when you're going through it, you're like, what? So I encourage you to look at other areas of your life where divine timing did play into was a big factor, and where you realize that actually the moment you received your desire was the right time. And if you'd received it a minute sooner, you wouldn't have been ready. And it's true, because you want to be in a place to sustainably keep it. You don't just want to manifest it and then lose it because you're not in the right place, or, you know, even like emotionally, physically, or spiritually, you're not in the right place. So the universe does not make mistakes, and the universe protects us every single day. It does. It really, really does. And I'm not just talking about like karmic stuff and soul contracts, that's different. But when we look at divine timing with manifestations, there are no mistakes. And it can feel frustrating, it can feel hard, it can feel like you're hitting your head against a brick wall sometimes. But you're the only one hitting your head against a brick wall. The universe is like, hun, chill. Like, seriously, it is coming. If you just chilled, if you just relaxed, it will be here. And trust us, we know what we're doing. Like, you're in your little human body right now, not having this kind of like, you know, bird's eye perspective of the situation. So you're perceiving it in one way. The universe is like, babes, I got like 2020 vision here. I can see it all. Like, trust us with this. So divine timing is, like I said, one of the hardest things to master, but one of the most rewarding things, because when you can relax into that uncertainty and when you can feel peace within the change and peace within the not knowing, oh, how you become peaceful. Oh, how you become this manifestation magnet, because it happens when you need it the least. And there's your fourth bonus secret. It happens when you need it the least. And when you're feeling attached, when you're feeling needy, when you're feeling wantful, like wanting it, that's not that energy. Because if you had that desire, you wouldn't be worrying, you wouldn't be attaching, you wouldn't be like, where is it? It'd be here. You'd be chilling, you'd be like, cool, it's here, I can relax. So again, it's aligning to that version of yourself that has that desire. It's aligning to that joyful, peaceful, relaxed state where you have, you're not wanting, you have. So again, this is where that resistance comes in. This is where that inner work is important, because you've got to go along that process. So I wish there was like a one trick pony, like a one trick sentence I could say, this is the ultimate secret and master this. But no, you've got four steps there. You've got four tips, because really I feel like I've got to do it justice. I've got to do it justice. Otherwise, it's still not the true secret. So, and I'm sure there's, you know, as I go along my law of attraction journey, I'll be like, actually, that's a secret as well. And actually, that's a secret. But those are the four main things I would say is the real secret to law of attraction. And if you follow these and master these, it makes your life so much more peaceful. It makes your life so much more easier to navigate and easier to navigate that process of receiving when something's not turning up, because you have that awareness and understanding of, okay, here's my five steps. Okay, divine timing, let's look at that. Am I wanting it? Am I too attached? And then looking at, how am I viewing the universe as well? How is this serving the collective? How is this serving the world as well as me? So yes, manifestation is co-creation. Yes, manifesting is receiving, but also how are you showing up as well? Look at your input here. How are you showing up to this? How are you showing up to it all? Because your energy is everything. So I'm going to go now, because I need to go get Luna out. She's been very good. But I hope this podcast has helped you guys. I hope it has given you lots of tips, tools, and inspiration to help you with the real secret to law of attraction and manifest your dreams. Yes. Anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts about this too. So please come on over to my Facebook group, Law of Attraction Support Group, over on Facebook. The link is in the description. It's free. And of course, I would love to hear your thoughts on this as well, or any of your real secrets. If you have real secrets, share them on Instagram with me, share them in the Facebook group. I'd love to hear them. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because we'd love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction Support Group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.